Welcome to the Good Karma Sport Fishing Podcast. I'm your host, Captain Ryan Van Fleet.
And welcome to the Success Codes Podcast. I'm your host, Melinda Van Fleet. Well, happy time change.
Yeah, happy time change.
It's funny because I'm actually late, quote unquote, I'm using air quotes, in delivering my podcast today. Normally it comes out super early on Sunday mornings, and I was going to record it yesterday on Saturday. My brother, Brian, who passed away 20 years ago, it would have been his 50th birthday. So I was going to record it, but I was up north in Fort Lauderdale at an event that was amazing, and I didn't get home till late. And when I got home, I said to Ryan, oh, I just feel like doing my podcast tomorrow. And then I realized that we needed to do our joint podcast.
Yes.
And then the topic of change came to me, and then it was perfect to record it today with the time change. See how it all magically comes together.
Yes. Yes.
Magically comes together.
Yeah,
so,
magically.
So today we're going to talk about change.
Yeah, we have lots of change going on. Mm-hmm. Lots of change. It's changed not only for us, but everywhere in the world.
Yes.
It's just lots of stuff going on and...
I think it's creating some fear in people.
Yes, there's fear. It's funny is that I was reading Yamaha's stock yesterday. I know this is kind of like, but it's funny, they released a report about their engines, and they said that, and this is going with change, is that they reported that they have seen a less people buying mid-engine engines, like 300s and 250s.
What are they buying?
So there's more people purchasing 400s and larger engines, and so they forecasted a recession as far on their end. So there's some changes going on. It's so pretty interesting.
Wow, I'll have to read that article.
Yeah, yeah. I just read their end of the year forecast.
Oh my gosh.
So, yeah. So change is in the air.
Ryan always amazes me. He reads so many things, and then he just pops in these fun facts, and I'm like, really, dude? Where'd you read this? So,
yeah.
Anyhow, that's a bit of behind the scenes in our life.
Yeah.
I like to read. He's very smart, and he has more attention span than I do. Yeah. So he actually reads and researches. That's actually part of your human design, too, because you have the one in your profile. Yep. I digress. But anyhow, so we wanted to talk about... First of all, congratulations on the success of your 8-week intensives.
I'm super excited. And
un-freaking believable.
Yeah, I'm really, really happy.
Congrats to everyone that joined.
Yeah, congrats to everybody that joined.
Amazing. Excited to have you.
Yeah, so
it's. Thank you.
I have been like, this style of course, really, I really, really, really love it. Really love it.
It's amazing. So when Ryan, just a little history, and for those of you that have known us for a long time, Ryan had created the Good Karma Rigging Crew during COVID, actually launched officially in October 2020, and then created the fishing club in January of 2023. And it was just a lot of evenings on Zoom. And Ryan has a very busy charter schedule, so when he would come home, he was just exhausted. It was just a lot. And so we had to just make a choice, but he still wanted to be able to help those anglers with what they need in that price range. So I had come up with, it kind of just happened, this idea for the 8-week intensives. And yeah, we're on the second one already, How to Catch Big Mutton and Grouper.
Yep.
And the reef course is wrapping up. So it's going to be like this layering of one kind of being in the middle of it, and then we'll launch another one. So we're working on that strategy now, actually, because it's been really great. And it's been so awesome to see people come in from the rigging crew, lots of new members this time. Mm-hmm. Some guys from the fishing club, and pretty much almost everyone that bought the first round with the reef course bought the mutton and grouper. So, yay!
Yeah, and I'm already seeing the results, which is...
An amazing testimonial.
Yeah, an amazing testimonial. I'm all about results, and that's what it is for me. I look at, like, how I look at my courses like I look at my fishing charters. It's no difference. I want people to succeed. So I really, really like this style about any interaction that I have with the question. The question and answers are like the sessions are amazing. I just like it. I really like it.
Yeah, because it works for Ryan's schedule. He's peaceful and calm, so he's able to deliver the anglers, guys or girls. I know sometimes we say guys, but people know that's just kind of inclusive. Someone says, hey, guys, to me, who's part of the group.
Yeah.
That, you know, they can ask questions, and it's just a lot of really great content. So that was a change, and that's the reason why we want to share that. That was a huge change, and it was really hard for Ryan to make the decision about the rigging crew. It was not an easy decision, and, you know, sometimes then, too, like, there's other aspects of that when you decide to walk away from a piece of your business that was really good, and it was just, it was time for a change. And, you know, there's an old saying, when one door closes, another door opens. And it's really true. It's really true. So sometimes it's scary.
It's scary.
And you feel bad. Scary. Like, Ryan really felt bad.
I felt bad. I really did. Bad. I really felt bad.
And this has opened another door, like, in a bigger door. A bigger door that actually has more structure. Because Ryan was sometimes struggling with the structure and like, what to do. And this is making it really clear and easy for him where he can work on this on his days that he's not fishing. So it works out great.
Yeah, right. So I've been, it's like with the podcast, when I first started the podcast, that was a huge change for me. Oh my gosh. And then my podcasting, oh my God,
almost,
you know.
Almost 6 years ago. Almost, it'll be 6 years in August. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. It's almost 6 years. And yeah, you know, the podcast has evolved over the years, and so
yeah so that was one thing we wanted to give a shout out to everyone on. And I'm launching a business group called Scale. So what I just walked you all through is how we run our business and how we've scaled. So this group is going to be a support group with modules, with hot seat coaching, so you can scale. And there's going to be first a group for women, and then if men are interested, because I have been a coach for men for years, obviously I work with my husband, if there's enough people that want to be in a group for men, I would create a scale group for men as well. So it's going to be a monthly container, but I'm going to put the link in the show notes. But anyhow, that was like part of it was like, okay, we have been in business for over 12 years. We have scaled. We have pivoted. We have done all the things. And I really want to like share that knowledge with everyone out there and help them too. Because right now, as we started this podcast, like things are tough. Things are changing. Things are evolving. And you have to be able to move and groove with the times.
You have to. You have to. There's a lot of change coming. And being down here during like when we first moved to the Keys, places were boarded up. I mean, it was a lot of people, like, the short-term memory is really bad. Like, but I have to tell you what, when we arrived in the Keys, we had
2009,
short-term memory a lot of people have is that a lot of places were boarded up. There was no business. It was tough getting a gig down here. And it's been, I'm going to be honest with you guys, it's been a slow, it's slow tourist season on the road. The hotels are a little slow.
Yeah. I haven't heard anyone, really bragging, or I don't like the word bragging, but I can't think of a better word right now, but like, you know, that business is so amazing.
Yeah.
So you have to be able to change.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to go with your intuition and pivot and try new things and work through your fear around that.
Yeah. It's like one of my biggest fears was like when I made the decision to like do my own thing, like not get on the radio, like.
Oh, right. Yep. So yeah, that was one of the things that Ryan and I were talking about this morning was, Ryan makes changes on the water all the time. And he uses his intuition and his knowledge versus calling other captains, like, on the radio. And, you know, sometimes he gets comments from clients like, why don't you call somebody else? And, you know, quite frankly, he doesn't need to. And I have enough friends down here that husbands are captains, and they do that as part of what they do. And sometimes they go to the spot and there's, like, nothing there, right?
Right.
Or it takes them more time, you know, time to travel to do that. So anyhow, but Ryan's never done that. Like, he always just... I just say figures it out, right? So you can say use your intuition. He knows patterns. He knows things like this. And this is a lot that he teaches in his courses. So it is really important. It's way too much for a podcast. It's definitely in the courses. Mm-hmm. But yeah, being able to move and groove on the water is part of change.
Part of change. Somebody asked, like, it's funny. I had some people the other day, and it was like, the radio stays off.
Yeah.
I do not listen to radio chatter. I never have. I have a VHF radio. If I need to call the Coast Guard, I'll call the Coast Guard with it. But otherwise, that stays in the off mode all day.
Mm-hmm.
All day long.
And Ryan's focused.
I'm
like,
extremely
he's not
focused.
Listening to other people in his ear. So that's another piece too.
Right. I don't want to listen to other.
Himself.
You need to be focused on yourself. I don't make calls.
Mm-hmm.
I do my own thing.
Yeah. And you produce. And that's
produce.
What I think is really important
produce.
For people to realize. Like, when you ask all these other people their opinions, let's say you're trying to make a change, and then you're, like, asking everyone their opinion. Yeah, it's great to get feedback sometime. And if you have a coach, that makes sense. And there's certain circumstances and certain things. But for the most part, there's a level of, like, just trusting yourself.
Yep.
There's just level of trusting yourself.
Trusting yourself.
Are you going to get it right 100% of the time? No. And no one does.
No,
no one does. Like, look at, you know, big yep. name companies out there. I bet if you really sat and thought about it, you'd be like, oh, yeah, they've made some mistakes. I remember when they launched that product and it didn't work.
Right.
Right? And it just quietly goes away.
Yeah. It's funny is that...
Quietly goes away.
Quietly goes away. It's kind of like when a young guide is relying on somebody to bring them information all the time. And then all of a sudden,
yeah,
the person,
they can't learn on their own.
They can't learn on their own. If they were mating with, like, the guys have been mates, and then they freelance, and then they do all this stuff, and they've taken stuff from other captains, and, like, you know, that, like, kills your intuition.
Mm-hmm.
Kills it.
Yeah, because you're not developing your own.
Because you have not developed your own instincts. You've relied on other people's information. So, and what happens is, down here especially, is that that stuff can go away tomorrow.
Yeah.
If you're not able to read and understand what's actually happening, it's like, that can be taken away from you with 1 year. Like,
mm-hmm.
when there's changes in the ocean, there's changes in fish migrations, dolphin fishing, for example.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
pretty much done for... probably for another couple of years, unless we get a miraculous comeback of a change in a migration period. But we're going to be dealing with lighter migrations, maybe. I don't know. Every year it changes. But
you study all that.
But you study it. You know when to go. You know when not to go. You just don't. So it is what it is. So, but that's what I'm saying is that you just have to learn how to develop yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
And... there's a lot of easy way outs, and clients know when you're taking the easy way out now.
Yeah, yeah.
So they know, they know.
Yeah. To be self-reliant is the currency.
Yep, self-reliant.
Self-reliant is the currency. And as much as we're both coaches and we believe in coaching, like, I set people up so they're self-reliant, and so does Ryan. So
right.
that's what is really important.
Right.
And that you're walking the walk with your mentor as they're learning, you're learning. But at the end of the day, you can still take care of things on your own.
Right.
Like.
So it's like in my groups, like my private groups, you know, we go through like intuition changes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do I know?
Yep.
Like that kind of stuff. The deep dive into like fishing guide stuff and like, when do I need to be there? So that's what I'm doing in like some private coaching
mm-hmm.
right now. So.
Yeah. Yep. The other thing we wanted to talk about is changing up. The people around you.
Yeah, very important.
The groups you're in.
Yep.
Yes, this is huge.
Ignore, yep.
This is huge, and I make this part of my regular practice.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't talk about this enough. I've always been this person. I remember when I was in high school, my dad got transferred. It was middle of the year of my junior year in high school, and my parents asked me if I wanted to stay in Chicago. We lived on the south side of Chicago, and I could live with my grandparents. My grandparents were amazing and had a beautiful condo and a really nice gated country club community with a pool on a golf course. And I could stay with them and finish out high school, or I could move to Ohio. And I was like, nope, I wanted to change up the energy and meet new people. So this goes way back.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so important to look around at your friend groups, to look around at any networking groups you're in, and constantly be evaluating, where are you going and where are these people? And are they moving with you energetically, or are they just stuck? Are they stuck? And you have to make a decision. And sometimes it's hard. For some of you, it may be really hard. You may be hanging out with like childhood friends for a certain reason. Maybe, you know, there's just some loyalty there or something. And there's so many reasons. But look at that. Look at that. You might have to make changes in your relationships
right.
in order to grow.
Right. And it's extremely important. Otherwise, you become stagnant with your life.
Yes.
You really do. And then you just kind of live in your little box and your neighborhood, and
mm-hmm.
you have your neighborhood parties with the people you can't stand.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
I hear those stories down here. It actually kind of makes me laugh.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Especially if you're living in a small town, you got your little happy hours you do, and then you got somebody
and
that
you come
like
come home and you're complaining and gossiping
and
about the other person.
Gossip
That's
and
not
gossip.
A good energy.
That's not
people.
Good energy. That's not. And
it's
just
not.
Wears on you.
Yeah,
so,
not,
yeah.
And they're probably talking about you, too.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Yeah.
So let's call a spade a spade.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God. It's fun to go to the OV and see all the sayings. It's like down here you can, like, talk about, you know, make sure you talk about me when I'm not around.
I always
you know?
Say make it juicy if you're going to talk
yeah,
about
Yeah, make it juicy.
Make
it juicy.
Juicy. I've always said that.
Make
like,
it,
this
yeah.
goes way back. But
yeah.
anyhow, so that's something to really pay attention to. And also your content. I'm definitely going to call out LinkedIn. I think LinkedIn content, so many people get stuck in a rut of doing the same type of content like all the time. And it's boring. It's boring. You need to change up the frequency and energetics of your content. Of your content. What are you posting? What are you sharing? Are you doing a video now and then? Are you doing just pictures of yourself?
Right.
Are you doing no pictures? Like mix it up. Mix it up because people
yeah.
get bored.
They get bored. So like it's that's the truth. They get bored and
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's like I have to like I see the same stuff all the time and really I just like turn it all off because it's boring.
It's boring.
It's boring. I really like
And you've been trying to work on changing up
yeah,
your Instagram,
and
right?
I've been working on changing up my Instagram because I'm frankly bored with it myself.
Yeah.
I really am. So I'm trying to do some new stuff and try to make it like I really like, yeah.
Doing a video once in a while.
Yeah, I can post all the fish tables you want. And that's what, you know, I'm bored with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bored. I really want to see, like, if you want to know what I'm doing, you can book a trip with me. My fishing, like, it's not the place to come and see what's biting.
Mm-hmm.
You can book a trip with me and, you know, then you'll see.
Yeah. So I think those are some things that are really important for everyone to look at and just see where you can make some changes. Your content, your friendships, your relationships with others, any groups you're in. How are you scaling your business? How are you growing your business? Are you trusting yourself? Are you asking other people? And where do you have like fear and hesitation that's just holding you back from making those bold actions?
Right, exactly. Yeah, and you know, it's one thing, it's like, and also too, you take care of the people that are, you know, that are in your, like, if you have somebody that's done, that's doing some good service for you, you take care of them, you know, and then, because those are the people that you want in your circle.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that could be a different podcast.
It's a different podcast.
Yeah,
so.
I like that. That's very nice of you, Captain Ryan.
Yep. So.
So what else do you want to give a shout out to?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the guys in my course. Too, and that's like that's I've signed up for the courses. Thank you guys so much. I'm also a lot of you guys know this, but I've like I'm really I'm working with Tavernier Creek Marina on some different projects. So
that tackle shop looks amazing.
Yeah, the tackle shop inside.
They have done so much work. It's really nice.
Yeah, and one thing about tackle shop.
Really
yeah.
nice.
And one thing about tackle shops is, you know, I'm like, I know a lot about inventory management and how to bring stuff in and how to like. So I just know that from my past life. So it's been a lot of fun. So for me, and I'm working with the tackle shop right now on some stuff. And if you guys want to stop by and check out the new shop, it's at Chris's Bait and Tackle and at Tavernier Creek Marina. So
yeah.
We've got a lot of stuff that we're working on. Things take time because you just don't want to like the biggest mistakes I see a lot of people make is that they jump right in and they do something without like. You know, they buy something that may not have been the right fit for their business. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's just like I'm taking it baby steps to make sure it's right. Things are, you know, things are in alignment with both my charter business and what I work on in the with my other projects.
Yeah. But you mean like in terms of the products in the tackle shop?
Yeah.
But you've suggested to them what works for you.
Yeah. Well, like what works for me and then... We're meaning that if there's something out there that's really performing, that looks like it's performing, you got to give it a long-term look to see if it's really working before you bring it in.
Oh.
So, in other words.
Well, that's how you are in general.
Yeah, that's how I am in general. I've,
with anything you promote,
yeah,
you've
and,
always made
yeah.
sure.
And now I'm like a little smarter on that because I've made some not-so-smart purchases in the past.
I used to have amazing yard sales. amazing yard sales for all
live
the things
well,
that Ryan
live,
bought. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Fancy live well pumps.
I'm so glad those days are over.
Oh,
thank
my
you.
God. They're done.
Painful.
Painful experiences with some of that shit. So.
I think there's two lessons in that. Number one, when someone gives you something to borrow or gifts you something, it's normally their leftover junk. So
yeah.
Number one, like
yeah.
no.
Careful if somebody's giving you shit.
Yeah, you're like, oh, that's so generous
yeah.
of you. And then
oh,
it's
no.
like totally
no.
broken piece of shit.
Yeah,
so
totally
we
broken
learned
piece
that
of shit.
Like way back when.
There's another angle there.
Way back when. And then the other thing was Ryan was always like buying things and experimenting and a little much, let's say. But we moved on from
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we moved on from that. No, like, yeah.
So
like,
if anyone's going through that, especially if you're the spouse and you're like, oh my God, another
yeah.
fishing lure, really? Yeah,
yeah,
I've been there. I raised my hand high.
Yeah.
So,
I'm not buying anything now unless I know that it's going to produce.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, and then you share about that.
And then I share. If it works, it's a great product. You know, I'm working with a couple new. I'm thankful I'm working with a couple new. I love working with small businesses, so it's just something that I really like because, you know, all small businesses could use a kick, and if there's something that really, like, appeals to me and works for me, I enjoy helping them.
Because
I wanted. I mean, I wish somebody was there for me when I first started, and a couple people did step up.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then it's a way for me to give back and help them grow. So.
And we do have media packages. So if someone is interested in Ryan promoting, again, like he definitely needs to try things. But there could be other types of products out there. We don't know who all listens
yeah.
to this podcast. But just reach out to Ryan, Ryan@goodkarma. Ryan, what's your
yeah,
name?
it's goodkarmaryan@gmail.com. Yeah, if you're interested in some media package, then you can contact me.
Yeah, just contact offline. So yeah, so that is super cool. Oh, and if you're at the marina, you have to eat at Habano's. So I'm just putting out a plug because
oh my God,
when you were mentioning the tackle shop, I got hungry for the fried shrimp. Cause
oh my God, they have like I've become like this crazy fanatical.
We haven't been in a while. We have to go
for thing for
maybe
ox
tomorrow.
For oxtail.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh my
I was
God,
gonna say you love the conch, but
yeah.
now you like the oxtail.
I like they have oxtail on Saturdays, I think. But one thing about Habano's is that not a lot of people know this is that they do one hell of a hook and cook, and a lot of people are letting their people know about it because I see some people now bringing in fish and stuff, which is great. So they make the absolute best beer battered fish.
Yeah, the shrimp is amazing.
The beer batter, I mean,
it's really
I have
good.
I'm not a huge fan of eating kingfish unless it's a ceviche, you know, but
yeah, we've had it. It's
but
good.
they make a beer battered kingfish.
Yes.
That is outrageously amazing. And I've actually, I'll leave you this with this funny story is I had somebody years ago, I had a client that was bitching at me because I was catching too many kingfish. And I was like, I can't control what's biting. And we were sail fishing. You know, I can't control what's biting.
They didn't get the memo.
They didn't get the memo that the kingfish were everywhere that day. And they were catching for every... So, anyways, we did catch a dolphin finally. We were live baiting. But I had as much kingfish as I wanted. So... So what I did is I know the client personally, and we sat down and we had I had Habanos cook us up, our catch that day after, so I went and I had him, you know, gave him the fish, but I told him to swap out the mahi
excuse me,
and the kingfish and make them exactly the same beer batter. And I said, I want you to give it's 'cause I know the guy. So I said, give this, beer battered kingfish to my client and tell him that it's the mahi and give me the mahi and then we'll see what he says. So of course, you know, I let my client dive in first to eat the kingfish that he thinks is dolphin. And I don't eat the mahi, by the way, because just in case that he doesn't like it, the guy devoured that fried, that beer battered kingfish in like seconds. He's like, that was the best dolphin I've ever had. And I didn't really even touch my food. I kind of had a little bit because I was afraid. But he ate it so fast. And I just started laughing. I was like, dude, you just ate the beer battered kingfish. And he looked at me with a blank stare. He's like, okay, I'll never complain again about the kingfish. So beer battered, fresh at Habanos. Something about that beer batter, like,
yeah, because it's not like a super fried thing.
No, it's
light.
It's light, and they crush it. I don't know, but anyway, so
hopefully we made everyone hungry.
So, but anyways, with some French fries, yeah, and some some hush puppies, and so anyways, it's just a little place, and it's like a good sense of what the Keys is,
mm-hmm.
like. If you want something that's like, it's, and then I believe in supporting places like that, because those are the places that I go eat when I go on vacation.
Right, the locals.
The local places. Yeah, locals.
Local places.
Yep, then they're owned by a local family.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, so that, I thought I'd end with that funny story.
That's amazing. So, anyone, if you wish to connect with me, it's melindavanfleet.com, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook. And yeah, everything's on my website, so let's just keep it simple.
Yep. And you can reach out to me at goodkarmaryan@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram, goodkarmasportfishing_FL_keys. And then I've got my YouTube channel that I'm, you know, putting some, it's fun to see the videos on there. So
yeah, you're
you
over
know.
1,000 subscribers now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, everyone.
It's funny is that I started that YouTube channel way
and getting him to go back on YouTube, let me tell you, has not been a highlight of my life.
No, I didn't want
to. Finally.
Yeah.
He's been resisting YouTube forever.
Yeah, many years.
Just so silly because he's so great on camera.
Yeah.
So
slowly but surely.
I appreciate that.
I don't have a lot of time to film a lot of content because I'm
busy.
But as I get some good content, then I'll put it out there and stuff. So
yeah. Awesome. So thank you, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thanks for hanging with us.
And remember, anytime you're fishing, it's all good.